Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
The Ravens play the Patriots on Sunday, and the Orioles are outbidding the Red Sox for slugging first baseman. So it's a perfect time to talk to longtime Boston Globe columnist Dan Shaughnessy. And Dan, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. I want to start with the Red Sox, and you've been critical of them in the past, but what exactly are they doing this offseason?
Yeah, don't be bragging about outbidding the Red Sox. Anybody can do that these days. Any kind of a badge of honor. That, you know, they I don't know. It's become really transparent and annoying. It just feels like they're toying with the fans, giving fans the finger, not being reciprocating the love of longtime loyal people here. So this group came in and won 4 championships, which was great. Broke the curse of the Bambino, all that stuff. But it all ended in 2018. It just this big pivot in the mindset. Dave Dombrowski was fired. And you know what he is. He's a guy who just spends to win championships, and that was no longer welcome here. So that was a tell right there. And since then, you know, last place 3 times, you know, overall 500 ball. And what they do is they want to push the illusion of contention, you know, which is pretty easy to do in a 12 out of 30 make the playoffs. And, you know, I covered the Orioles when they won 100 in 1980 and went home.
Yeah.
You know, that's how it used to be. So, you know, that's old guy talk. I understand that's not the reality. But so the Sox have been able to exploit this by the appearance that there's some effort there. So you'll see them in on everybody. They're the kings of interest.
Yeah.
And the Alonso thing, it was some hideous offer, low ball offer, which is what they do. So, yeah, it's you know, most of the fans here are onto it. And it doesn't mean that they can't be fun and entertaining and have a chance, because, you know, you see Arizona make the World Series with a team that wins 87 or whatever. And so that's kind of the model, and just good enough to keep everybody roped in and have the folks file in and the tourists file in and sing Sweet Caroline if the locals are down 8-1 in the 8th and all that stuff. So that's kind of what we got here. And it's not a bad product, but it's just not what it was. And it's not commensurate with the market that they play in. And you know, FSG, the parent company, just sold the Penguins to get up to, you know, $13 billion holding, third biggest sports conglomerate in the world.
Well, Dan, let's switch to the Patriots, who come to town Sunday to take on the Ravens. And it's been a knock on this Patriots team that they've played an easy schedule this year, but you can only play the teams that are on your schedule. Is that a legitimate gripe for this team when considering their chances in the playoffs, or is that overblown for you?
No, I think that's fair. There's just very few quality wins. They beat the Bills in Buffalo earlier in the season. That's pretty good. You know, they beat the Steelers beat them, but I think they beat Tampa. They have a winning record. That might be it. I mean, the overall, their schedule looks like next year's draft. You know, it's like the worst 12 teams, they played them all. And that's not their fault. So they've done a good job. They went from 4 wins to 11 so far, and held the top seed, you know, the best record going in last week. And they're not going to be the top seed in the AFC now, but they are going to be in the playoffs. And you know, I mean, it was a bad half against Buffalo. He had a 20-0 lead and gave it up to a really great quarterback who took his team into the end zone five straight possessions. So no disgrace in losing to Josh Allen and the Bills, and they did. And it's really a great matchup for this thing Sunday night because, you know, your team has to have the win, and they're at home and coming off 24-0, and the Patriots perhaps a little bit of fool's gold, and we'll find out. You know, this is going to be really it's a great showdown for Sunday night football.
We haven't talked to you in a bit, and I know the last time we did, we took your temperature on this, but boy, the hits just keep coming and the weird stuff keeps happening. What do people make of Bill Belichick now?
Well, I like Bill, and I think he ultimately should get more credit for what went down here. You know, I mean, he and Brady, you know, we know the numbers, 20 years together, and, you know, they won the AFC East 17 times, and they went to 13 AFC championship games and 9 Super Bowls and won 6 of them. So that's a lot of that's coaching, man. I mean, I am not of, oh, they had a great quarterback. They did. But in football, I just don't buy the, you know, it's not like Michael Jordan. You know, it's not a sport like that. It's too many guys. It's the reason the same high schools win every year. You know, it's a system and coaching, and it's not the water, you know. So I think that, you know, and history hasn't been good to Bill because since Tom left, you know, Tom goes and wins the Super Bowl the first year in Tampa, and Bill doesn't have a winning record without Tom. And I used to say to Red Auerbach, you never won a championship until Bill Russell got here. He'd say, yeah, what's your point? You know, I mean, and because he was secure and confident enough that, you know, and he showed us he could build teams and all this other stuff, but he never won a championship until Bill Russell got here. So yeah, Brady and Belichick were good for each other. And everybody's gotten goofy and since leaving here. I mean, you know, Brady, Belichick, yeah. I mean, even Kraft in residence has gotten goofy. So no one's really covered themselves with glory since it ended. And Bill taking the hardest of hits. And, it's unfortunate to see his reputation take the hits it's taking. And a lot of that's self-inflicted. There's just no getting around it. The way people were treated and the cheating scandals and now you got the young significant other. It's and his son's following him around, and yeah, it's just not a great look, and it makes me sad.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Talking with Dan Shaughnessy, it's Inside Access here on the Fan. Well, you mentioned they had a great quarterback, arguably the greatest ever, in Tom Brady. They seem to have a good young quarterback right now in Drake May. How good is this kid in your mind?
It really makes you want to see more. I mean, you know, he was kind of under wraps last year, and it was some good moments, but this year has been great. And he throws a nice ball. I mean, you'll see. You've seen. And you know, he does a little more over the top, certainly, than Tom ever did at this stage of his career. You know, with Tom, they were very protective, you know, check downs, throwing to the backs, and very conservative to Charlie Weiss offense. But this thing's been, with Josh, it's been a little more open. And had better receivers and finding guys. Yeah, it's been fun to watch, and I think he's a top three MVP in the league at this moment. And he's coming off not a great half. He had his second half against the Bills was, like 45 yards and 5 for 7, and he had a pick and had two chances at the end to reverse that lead they blew and couldn't do it. So, a little bit more on him, but he's 23 and presents much older. He's humble and he's good. And, I always like the guy with three older brothers that tends to bring out the best in a good young athlete that they've already had the crap beaten out of them at home their whole lives and know how to respond. So this was a good test for him.
Dan, what's so interesting about this Patriots team is it's not a ton of household names, but here they are at 11-3. And I know we brought up the schedule earlier, but how much do you credit Mike Vrabel for all of this?
A lot. It's been, in this league, coach and quarterback, right? And they've, the weird thing with Vrabel was that they didn't have him here last year. So, Bill was fired at the end of 23. And then Kraft, curiously, hired Gerard Mayo with no experience and just because he liked him. And he was a little bit, Kraft gets a little full of himself and anointed the next guy. And it was a disaster. He wasn't ready. It's not his fault. And it was really a clown show. And it shows. So 4 wins and just a lot of boobery during the whole thing. And then Vrabel sitting there in Cleveland as an advisor after 6 years in Tennessee. He played here. He won 3 Super Bowls here. He caught touchdown passes while playing linebacker. And he was coach of the year in the AFC. He was in an AFC championship game. It didn't end great. The last 2.5 years weren't good, but certainly a substantive 50-year-old guy kind of at the height of his coaching prime probably is. So they bring him in and it's just been great. I mean, he's been a player's coach and, he mixes it up. He's out there. He's still very physical. He got his nose bloodied, cleaning up a scrum during practice. It's like, He's old school, so it's fun, and he's great with us. Everybody likes that, and you'll see. It's really been a tremendous gift to the region because we weren't expecting this, and back-to-back 4-win seasons, and all of a sudden with the coach and the quarterback kind of coming together, you've got this playoff run.
Are the Celtics starting to figure some things out? Life without Tatum in the near term, it seems like they're playing some better ball lately.
They are. I mean, they were up to third in the conference for a while there, and they've beaten the Knicks, they beat the Pistons, they beat the Cavs. I mean, the conference is not very good. Mm-hmm. Eastern Conference, really.
Yeah.
And I worry that it's going to force them to bring back Tatum sooner than they should. Mm. I mean, I was fine when I saw him riding on the floor in Madison Square Garden back in May. That's it. Next year's a gap year. Yeah. And to me, that's still the better approach because I don't see them coming out of the thing as champions. But, when you're third in the conference and you've beaten those teams and Tatum's, sending out videos all the time, he's throwing down in practice and he's, going to set records for coming back from this thing. I'm not a fan of that, but because I kind of gave up on this year. They lost Porzingis. They lost Holiday. They lost Cornette. They lost Al Horford. Five of the rotation of 9 are gone. And that team was supposed to win multiple championships, and this is the gap year. So, but Stevens is really good at figuring out a roster, and they've played well, and, Eastern Conference sucks. And they're in the conversation, and if Tatum comes back, you'll hear noise that they could come out of the conference, I suppose. But they're well-coached, and they're very confident. They still shoot too many threes like all of them, but they're stubborn about that. So it's better than we thought, but I have a hard time getting lathered up about NBA regular season. I just can't do it.
Dan Shaughnessy, always great catching up with you.
Thank you
so much for your time. Happy holidays.
Thanks, guys. I'll see you in Baltimore. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir. Dan Shaughnessy, columnist, Boston Globe. When we come back, let's take a look at that Patriots run game. Just how good is it? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.